Well, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for joining us today on Tetelestai. Discipleship and the eternal purpose of God. And yesterday, as we were talking about being a disciple, we were looking at the book of Hebrews in the 12th chapter, and we were talking about the fact that sometimes there are things that God wants us to lay aside, not necessarily bad things, that are weighing us down. And there are also besetting sins, things that we must put away that can hinder us in the race, that can hinder us in our following Christ as a disciple. And these are things we must lay aside, and we can lay aside because we are new creations in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're going to continue talking about this as we go through the 12th chapter of Hebrews, looking at how important it is to be near to God and to follow Him, and the disciplines that are required as well to be a disciple and to fulfill God's eternal purpose for us.
You're beginning to pattern your life after the words and deeds of Jesus. And it's a choice that you make every single day. And the cross, as we'll see next week, is the central focus of that choice of dying. You're making a choice to say no, death, to that carnal desire, and yes to what God wants. And you're free to now. You have the power of the Holy Spirit inside of you to enable you to do just that. There's no excuse now. We can't overcome. Some of our struggles, we need help with. We need brothers and sisters around us to help us in those struggles. That's what James says. He says, look, you struggling with sin? Come call your brothers together. Confess your sins and pray for one another that you might be healed. Pray for one another that you might be healed. There are some things, some secrets, sometimes that you just have to lay bare because you can't do it. You find, I can't do this by myself right now. I need help. Your brothers and sisters are to be there to encourage and to help you in the journey. They can't do it for you. But there's accountability sometimes, and sometimes struggles like that require that kind of help. See, we have to get in the mindset, it's a long haul race. It's a marathon. You have to get that in your mind. You have to see the goal in mind. It was back in 2014, 2015, I put a little rucksack on and started on the tobacco trail, and I had in my mind a goal. I'm going to do from this point up to the ball field in Durham and then back to South Point Mall. That was my goal. So it was right at 30 miles. And so all through that day, as I kept walking, that's all I kept thinking, especially when I was passing South Point the first time, is that I'll be back here and I can call my wife and she'll come pick me up. That's all that I kept in my mind every step of the way, the goal, the goal, the goal. And I kept looking at my watch, 21 miles, 22 miles, 23 miles. But it wasn't just getting from here to here. I had the ultimate goal. Now, in those little steps, there were things that I was focusing on. But again, ultimately, I wanted to have the finish line kept in front of me because that's where I wanted to get, and I didn't want to let anything stop me from crossing that finish line. It is a long haul. The Christian life is a commitment to a spiritual marathon and being a disciple in that spiritual marathon, and know that it's going to be a tough race. Know that it is going to be hard. Know that it is going to be fraught with all kinds, as I said in the beginning, perils and dangers and fights and struggles, ups and downs, sadnesses and sorrows and joys and blissful times. But it is a long-haul race, and we have to keep that in mind. And the key to fight going through that long-haul race, back in Hebrews 12, the writer tells us in verse 2 and 3, we have to focus on Jesus. He's at the finish line, basically. He's the one that we're looking to. He says, listen, you put all these things aside and fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Basically, he says, fixing your eyes on Jesus, that literally would read, looking off and away from everything else. Don't look at anything else. You look at him. You keep him in front of you. That's where your eyes need to be, on him, not over here, not over there, not at the assaults coming this way, the accusations coming from here, not at the battles that are going on around. Even in the midst of the battle, you keep your eyes in one place on the Lord Jesus Christ. And anything you can do, any spiritual practice you have in your life, prayer, the Word of God, whatever, helps you keep that focus. Keep focused on Christ, that inner eye, as it were, your inner spiritual eyes. Keep them fixed on Jesus. Do not get distracted. Do not get distracted. Our oldest daughter, when she was in high school, used to run cross country. And we had a number of the young people in our church at that time that ran cross country as well at the high school. And we went to one of the races one day, and we would follow them from different points. We knew where the different places they would be coming through would be at. And so we were with another family, and their son was running in the race. And so we went to the one point. It was about halfway through the race. Our daughter came running through, and of course, everybody, we were all cheering her on. And Brandon was nowhere to be seen. Brandon's a fast kid, one of the fastest on the team, nowhere to be seen. We waited there for about 15 minutes. No Brandon. And we left. We went to the next point because we knew Anna was going to be up there, but his family stayed behind. Anyway, he ended up coming in like one of the last places, wasn't it, Denise, in the race, simply because he got distracted by something and missed a turn and was running all through the woods trying to find his way back. We can get distracted by things. This is why the scripture says, look off and away from everything. Keep your focus on Christ. Keep your focus on Jesus. I'm telling you, I watched a video recently of people, Christians, being brought by ISIS in the Middle East to be martyred. And every one of those men kneeling down that beach, all they were praying with in Arabic was the name of Jesus. Looking up to heaven, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They weren't going to deny him. They weren't going to bow down and yield to the ISIS demands. They were staying focused on Christ to see them through those moments, final moments in this world.
That's where you have to stay focused. You have to stay focused on Jesus. That is key. As you're running this marathon spiritually through this world, there are so many things that the enemy would use to distract you and to cause you to miss a turn, cause you to miss God's best, cause you to trip up and fall, cause you to become a casualty in the war between light and darkness. God wants you to keep your eyes on Him and on the Lord Jesus. Look off and away from everything else. Whatever your life is focused on that's distracting you right now, put it aside. Get your eyes back on Jesus. Turn to Him. Say, Lord, help me to get my focus back on You. Not this situation, not this problem, not this person, not this difficulty that I'm facing. Help me to focus on You and give me the strength, give me the power to continue to move forward and follow You as Your disciple. Shabbat Shalom. Have a great weekend. Lord willing, we will be back with you again on Monday morning.